Welcome home. How's work? That's good. Before you sit down, can you give me that sweatshirt? Yes, it's your sweatshirt. Can I please wear your sweatshirt? Thank you. Yeah, I was cold for a while, and then I just forgot to get up. So, now that you're here, I can ask. Class it was okay. My boss, she currently has to deal with a lot of divorce papers and like stuff with family. So she told me and the whole like everybody, she was like, "Oh, you guys can go home early. That's fine. You guys still getting paid for the whole day." And I was like, "All right." So I took my stuff and I literally ran out. But yeah. I've been here for a bit. I was doing stuff for work, and then I got stressed out about it, so now I'm writing to calm myself down. Sure. Where? Come bring your booty over here.
Hi.
I missed you. Well, you know how I am, like, when I get stressed out about little stuff, or get stressed out in general, I have to write, not even just, like, anything specific, just write whatever, and I usually tend to write, like, fiction stuff. Like fiction short stories, and they help. This is my second one. This is my second short story that I'm working on. It's about a girl living in her parents' house, at her parents' house. She just woke up, and she's like, "I want to be productive, but yet I don't." Blah, 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 blah. Cause like this is her first time getting out of bed in a couple days because. Shit going through, and she's going through shit and like dealing with stuff, and it's kind of hard for her, so she took a couple of days to herself, but now she's trying to be productive and like get up and like eat. And now she there's this meadow that's behind their house, and she used to go there all the time when she was a kid, but she hasn't gone there in a while, so she is just debating on going back. But yeah, the thing is like, I don't know how to continue with this. and like, yes, I'm a writer, but I'm not that good of a writer, hence why I haven't published anything. So I'm just kind of nervous. I don't know. So, I'll read a little bit. So this is after she eats her breakfast, which is just a simple bowl of cereal, and she's now staring outside the window in her kitchen. So it says, "My eyes moved a bit lower to the flowers blooming from my mom's garden. It made the corners of my lips smile, lift in a small... It made the corners of my lips lift in a small, absent-minded smile. I was always fond of flowers, not because of society's standards of women loving flowers in a romantic gesture or some shit, but just seeing the different colors capturing my eye in a prominent way. Besides the rain, flowers also calm my mind down. No one really knew about that, only me, myself, and I. My brain then decided to bring up the memories of a place that was held dear to my heart, and the farthest of my mind. There was a meadow not too far from my house that I used to go to almost every single day when I was a kid. It was practically covered in multiple types of flowers. It was unreal, and I went there to collect my thoughts. Even at a young age, I was battling with intrusive thoughts. I missed it sometimes, but I just never made the effort of visiting it. I think today would be the best day because why the hell not?" I might change the ending of that. Because I wanted to be more, like, I need to, the thing about me is that I write a little details, but I write little unnecessary details. Like, there's, like, a difference. You have to, there are the kind of details that I need, my brain is flustered. Hold on. Process. So, me reading someone else's writing, I love imagery. I want to, like, if you write the right words and put in the right detail that gives me the imagery that I need, I'm automatically hooked and I'm automatically in love with it. But the thing about me is that I write too much detail, like a little, I write more of the fluff detail, and you do not need fluff. You don't need fluff. But I write it all the time. But I don't know how to. I think today would be the best day. No, I don't like that. I think today would be the best day. Okay. Hold on. Whatever. Anyways, I was thinking, I know you had a long day. It wasn't a bad day, but it was a long day at work. And I'm too focused on this. I was thinking, do you want to just order takeout? We haven't ordered takeout in a while. We can order some Chinese. I know you, how much you love your sesame chicken with fried rice. I do know that. And I know how you miss your egg rolls. Mm-hmm. And you know how much I miss my orange chicken with noodles. Mm-hmm. You know how much I miss that. And when your girlfriend misses stuff, she fights and begs for it. So please, as your girlfriend, this is me begging and asking for this. Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, so this is my second one. I just finished another one. Not that long ago. So the one that I finished before, it's about the same girl. Pretty much, it's, so my idea of, like, writing short stories, it's based on this one girl. She's a mixed girl, white mom, black dad, horrible relationship with her older brother, like, really fucked up, but she tries to find the good in little things, even though she has the reason to not be that way, because of her bad past with her brother. She abuses, like, a lot of shit and, like, drugs and stuff. Like, it's messed up. She has a fucked up life. But she tries to find the good in little things. So, earlier when I talked about her looking at the garden and, like, the flowers, I also mentioned that she also liked the rain. So I wrote about, like, her love for the rain. So, alright. Okay. So, I kind of wrote the first one as, like, a diary entry for her. So it says, "Dear Diary, second entry coming right at you, because why not? Anyways, I told my mom about my previous pages with my emotions." Her previous pages were her talking about her intrusive thoughts. Anyways, says, all she really did was frown and suggest for me to write about the things around me that calm me down. So I guess I'll take her offer up and attempt to do what everyone and their fucking mother tells me to do and just, quotes, think or write happy thoughts. The only thing that comes up to my mind, in my mind, was the rain. Yes, the rain helps me with my thoughts, and I know it sounds some cliche shit, but it's true. Whether it's standing in the middle of your driveway during a downpour or watching the storm from the window of your bedroom, it's amazing to me. Let me show you how. Okay, in this paragraph, I love it because she's very sarcastic and she brings so much of like joking and like humor to it. It's so cute. Picture yourself having the worst day possible. Bad breakup. Horrible fight with your friends. Someone spilling your food all over the floor. Getting a really fucking sad hand job from your ex. Whatever it may be. You thought that day would never end and all you want is to evaporate from the earth because you just feel useless, disappointed, and invisible. But then you decide to look out your window and collect your thoughts for a while. Maybe just a glimpse of the thunderstorm. And something in your gut tells you to go outside and just take a breath from reality. You need to be back into your own realm of your head, and maybe the fresh air would guide you to the correct direction. Yeah. And, like, I kind of go, she, like, goes on with, like, but even if I don't get better, at least she knows, she being Mother Nature, at least Mother Nature knows that I exist and I'm not invisible to the human eye, let alone the Mother of Earth. The rain is a moment of peace for us. It's a mesmerizing peace. That part, I loved it. I love that part. Yeah? Is it good? Thank you. Thank you, baby. Like, huh. Like, I like my writing. But I don't know. Very self-conscious of my writing. But I also like it. I don't know. It's weird. I'm weird. It's okay. You like my weirdness. I'm very weird. But, yeah. I'm still trying to think about... Yeah. Oh yeah, the presentation was today. How'd it go? Yay! Oh my god, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you. Oh my god. Was it good? Was it that good? Oh, babe, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. No, it's just, I know you were stressed out about it, like, today. Like, before you went to work, last night, you stayed up later to work on it. And the thing is, like, I completely forgot about the presentation because I was doing my own shit with work, but, like, I'm really proud of you. Like, aside from your presentation, just in general, like, you work hard. You work hard. And it's very, very inspiring. I'm very glad to have you in my life, and I'm so incredibly proud of you. Especially with, like, how we met. Like, we met in low pivotal points in our lives. We basically hit rock bottom when we met. And then, here we are now. Here we are now, we're... years later, living together, you've got your job, I've got my job, we're pretty stable financial wise, pretty stable, and the best thing about this is that we're doing shit for us, like for each other, we're not doing shit for anybody else. And I know it was hard for us to do that for so long because we're the type of people where we will do everything in our power to put people first and, like, make them happy and everything and, like, do stuff for them because their happiness mattered over ours. But, like I kept saying, like, it took time, but now we do it for us. We do everything for us. And, like, it's weird to think, like, we're, like, I was talking to my sister the other day, and I was telling her about you, and, like, how you were doing with work, and then you're doing all this kind of stuff, and, like, I was doing with work and everything, and she kept saying, you guys are, like, relationship goals. She always says that, but, like, she kept saying, she's like, I'm serious. You guys just, you fight. Like, if you guys back down, you get up right away and you just fight. And, like, you help each other out. And she said, it's not to the point where, like, if one person goes down, both of you guys go down. It's if one person goes down, the other person will quickly bring them back up and run with them. And I was like, yeah, that's true. That's true. So, I guess, through all this stupid nonsense that I was talking about, I guess that's just me saying that I'm really proud of you for being who you are. I love you very much. I love you to the moon and back. Mm-hmm. I love you to the moon and back, babe. Mm-hmm. Come here and give me kisses. Kisses, kisses, kisses. Yeah, that was it. That was my long spiel about you and how much I love you and I care for you and I adore you. I really fucking adore you. Like, even, like, out of relationship, like, as a person, I really fucking admire you. Hell yeah, you kidding me? Your mother raised you right. The thing about you is that you're a gentleman, but you don't take shit from anybody. Like, that shit's fucking hot, man. Give me a high five. Alright. I think it's time for us to call takeout. The menu's somewhere over there. Can you do it? It's closer on your side. The menu's closer to your side. Your phone's right there. Come on, be nice to me. Alright, fine. If you go and call the Chinese place right now, I will give you half of my chicken. And you know how much I love my orange chicken. The fact that I'm doing this for you, you better fucking owe me back. You owe me back. Better fucking pay me back, bitch. Alright? Deal? Good. Thank you. Yeah, I'm done with writing for the day. I had to write for work. I'm writing for this. No, thank you. I'm tired. Anyways. Let's go get some Chinese food, baby.